I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle. This is a one-hour show about video games. That's right, and not just sports video games, because we're on all these sports talk networks, all video games, and it's open to everybody, neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, everybody in between, and we'd love to have you be a part of this show. Just call me up, 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on American Forces Radio Network as well. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Thanks for keeping us and our allies safe. We appreciate it. Also, we are on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live if you want to hear us stream along. And if you want to write me an email, that's rick@sportsbyline.com, which is pertinent for three reasons. One, to correspond with me. Two, to request the cheat code that I give out at the end of the show. And three, most importantly, to win the video game. I give away a game every show at 40 after the hour, so in a little over a half hour we'll do that. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. we also stream through sbnationlive.com. we're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, 35 million homes across the country. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, and SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick channel, as well. Great to be on Sirius Satellite Radio, as always. So, we'll talk video game news, what's going on. Also, I will let you know what's new this week in our new releases as well. Sometimes I have an interview with someone in the biz. This show's wide open. So, I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-878-PLAY. And we only have about 51 minutes left, so let's get right to it. After a break, it's the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. It's quiet like a church now. Have you tried the Switch 2 just yet? I gotta say, I love the backwards compatibility, which they say is 99%, which is pretty rare for these companies now. The PS2 said, well, we'll play PS1 games, and after that, they're like, what are we doing? And, you know, I don't like the fact that we're just sort of used to that not happening. But you think about the Switch and how huge it was, one of the most highly successful, biggest selling blip platforms ever. But it had some complaints. People didn't like how the original Switch had a very limited battery life. They didn't like the Joy-Cons, especially for the notorious Joy-Con drift, where it would happen, something would move without being touched. There are some people who didn't like the fact that it wasn't 4K, it wasn't even 1080p, it was only 720. That never bothered me in the least. 720 high def is pretty awesome. I think you have to be in hawk to notice the difference, but, you know, people have their preferences. It was weird, and it did get remedied after a firmware update, but originally did not support Bluetooth audio. So, you know, you couldn't have, connect a Bluetooth headset. People didn't like the limited internal storage with only 32 gigs. And Of course, you could have micro SD cards, which was a costly drawback for a lot of gamers. But I mean, what do you expect when you've got a handheld that it's going to be able to, you know, store 1,000 games on it? Probably not. People didn't like the expensive accessories. And I thought, well, what? You know, I just remember thinking about that, like, oh, the Pro Controller. I bought the Pro Controller. I love the Pro Controller. People also used to call it the Nintendo tax, the inconsistent pricing with the games. Like I said, there were some complaints. Then people thought there was poor online service quality, less than robust for their online services, not as good as Sony and Microsoft have. As with always with Nintendo, limited third-party support. They are very much banking, and why wouldn't they, exclusively on their first-party games, right? And so the third-party support has never matched the same type of highs in the library. Another one thought it was a little bit too shabby with the screen, that it would crack too easily and scratch too easily, and, you know, putting it in the dock and lack of protective padding. I never found that too horrible. So now when you think about the pros, people loved the hybrid design. It gets a handheld and a console, obviously. The exclusive games, the what's a pro is a con, the innovative Joy-Con features as well, the multiplayer, the family gaming, the active community, very wide spanning worldwide, very easy to set up. Interface easy. There are parental control features as well, and easy to use dedicated smartphone app. You could monitor what your kids were doing with your phone. Very robust eShop interface that you could use. And then, of course, just the nostalgia factor for these games. And so you would lie out a little more of this, a little less of that, pros and cons. And so the Switch 2, when you put it side by side, the Switch 2 is definitely bigger, and not monumentally bigger. The Switch screen is about 2 inches bigger than the original. It is now 1080p. Some people say that they think that's night and day. And, you know, this is the LCD screen rather than an OLED screen. And Nintendo released an OLED version on the Switch in 2021. But that said, the new display's colors are pretty vibrant as well. The Joy-Con 2, I mean, they're much larger. They don't feel as cramped in your hands. They also connect magnetically, which I think is really cool, instead of trying to slide them on and off. You also can put them down and have them work as a mouse as well. And we talked about that infamous Joy-Con drift. Some people say that's a ticking time bomb, and they see that coming back. We'll see about it. But as far as the battery life goes, it's not that great. It's about the same as before, but you know, it's got a custom made NVIDIA chip, and it's hard to compare like for like, but everything looks super beautiful. But the reduced battery life, which is down to an estimated 2 to 6.5 hours. The original was 4.5 to 9. But also take more than 5 minutes to turn on after being plugged into charge, which is a major blow to the portability as well. But exclusivity, the only exclusive games so far on the Switch 2 are Mario Kart World and Nintendo Switch 2 Welcome Tour, if you want to call it a game. And Welcome Tour presents itself kind of as a quirky way to learn about your system. And, you know, it's more of a chore than fun as well. There's a new game chat feature, which people seem to really like. I don't play with people that I'm chatting with. But the portable power, you know, as I said, the Switch 2 costs $450, which is $150 more than the standard Switch. And if you want to compare it to, you know, the Xbox Series consoles or the PS5, you're in the same neighborhood as well. So the way I would say it is, if you already own a Switch, you don't need to buy a Switch 2. Now, that's just me. Unless you're made of money, then go ahead. I don't think it's justified just yet. Fantastic new design. I just think if you have a Switch to fork out another, I'm not going to fork out $450 for a new one just yet. But that just depends as you go through and more exclusives, more and more games that you can only play on it. And then we'll probably start to ramp up the necessity to have it. So if you've never had a Switch before, then I think you're in for a pleasant surprise. You do get what you pay for. It is an awesome machine. And like I said, it's, what's it called? A Switch. It's a portable and it's a really cool console as well. So early days, we'd love to hear from you. If you're playing it, what you think about it. And we'll take a quick break and we'll come on back. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give a brand new game away, and we will get to the new releases as well. So it's been kind of a boring and an annoying story that I do mention now and then, and I'm glad that I won't have to mention it again because the video game actors strike is over. Well, they say it was suspended over a tentative deal, and they say that it's basically done. And this all started in July last year. And according to SAG-AFTRA, of course, who had a different type of strike as well, they say there are 2,600 voice actors, stunt performers, motion capture, and performance caption actors in that union. And so, as I said, they started in July of last year, and Activision Productions, Blind Light, Disney Character Voices, Electronic Arts Productions, Formosa Interactive, Insomniac Games, Llama Productions, Take-Two Productions, and WB Games were all companies that had actors, voice actors, and motion capture people. They all were hit by this strike. And some of this was on a case-by-case basis with specific games as well, but it was all about the future of generative artificial intelligence and how it's going to just be used to replace labor. And that was the crucial sticking point for the actors. And you think about the writers and those Hollywood strikes, but the actors and the writers came to deals with the studios over a year ago. And so the terms for this have not been released, but the executive director of SAG-AFTRA, Duncan Crabtree Ireland, how's that for a hyphenated name? He said patience and persistence has resulted in a deal that puts in place the necessary AI guardrails that defend performers' livelihood in the AI age alongside other important gains. He also said that, quote, the sacrifices made by video game performers and also the dedication of the Interactive Media Agreement Negotiating Committee throughout these many months of the video game strike. Now, if you remember, the president of SAG-AFTRA is what I would say a former actress in Fran Drescher. The nanny. Is that a good impression? Probably not. Spinal Tap as well. Bobby Fleckman. She said she commended the incredible courage and also persistence of the video game performers, as well as the tireless work of our negotiating committee in helping to secure a deal. No extra comments as well, but a spokesperson for the Video Game Producers Party to the Interactive Media, Audrey Cooling, said, This agreement builds on three decades of successful partnership between the interactive entertainment industry and the union. It delivers historic wage increases of over 24% for performers, enhanced health and safety protections, and industry-leading AI provisions requiring transparency, consent, and compensation for the use of digital replicas in games. We look forward to continuing to work with performers to create new and engaging entertainment experiences for billions of players throughout the world. Now, I did not have a dog in this fight. I think if you strike for a year, there's nothing really to celebrate. I think both sides, failed one way or the other. Like I said, I'm not taking sides. But on the other hand, what would keep the video game industry from just cutting all ties with the union and then just using AI for everything? I mean, they could have done that if they wanted to go rogue. But it's good that we are done with that. And one more piece of video game news is that Hong Kong invoked national security laws to ban a video game for the first time. Now, it's never good when things start getting banned, even if it's lame. Now, if you want to say you put protections on it, a rating, M, X, whatever, but that Hong Kong is semi-autonomous. It's still part of People's Republic of China, and the Brits handed it over. But this week, Hong Kong residents were warned not to download Reversed Front Bonfire. That is a game made in Taiwan, and they accuse of advocating armed revolution and overthrowing the government in Beijing. Authorities have taken disabling action on electronic messages related to the game. Now, it's funny, I was mentioning, not haha funny, but Formosa Entertainment earlier. Of course, that was what they used to call Taiwan back in the day. And Red China, Communist China, still feels that is theirs, and it's a hotspot. There's no doubt. But this is the moving against this is the first known use of this national security law that Beijing passed 5 years ago. And they haven't invoked a complete ban yet. The only thing they did was they asked Google to restrict access to a protest song. Now, you might remember when Daryl Morey was GM of the Houston Rockets during those Hong Kong protests. And he put out some sort of tweet or something like, "Stand strong with the people of Hong Kong." And the Chinese government went to Adam Silver, the commissioner of NBA, and said, "Fire Daryl Morey right now." And Adam Silver says, "That's not how it works in America. There's freedom of speech, and I can't fire him for that." And they said, "Okay, well, maybe we just won't have NBA on TV over here, and we'll just close the market to everything NBA, and you're going to lose out on a lot of money." And Adam Silver, I'm paraphrasing, but basically he said, "Well, that would be a shame. That's kind of an overreaction." And that was a threat that wasn't carried out. But this game, they just said they're bolstering national security safeguards. I don't think it's possible. I can see like the, we want our island back. I don't think there's anything to fear from Taiwan overthrowing the Beijing government. I don't think the manpower would would allow for something like that, but maybe I shouldn't. But anyway, the reason this app is so controversial in Red China is that it allows players to align themselves with Hong Kong, Tibet, or Taiwan to fight the communist regime. This is according to the game's official website. And then you can also lead the communist forces. And it says in the app, the communist forces are, quote, heavy-handed, reckless, and inept. So They say that if you do download it, it will be sedition. In other words, you know, high treason. The Chinese government said those who have downloaded the application should uninstall it immediately and must not attempt to defy the law. So they say that if you do, it is a equivalent of $100,000 and 6 months in jail. And so, you know, look, it's am I worried about what games China is banning? No. But it's just sometimes it makes me laugh, the insecurity they have that think like, oh, no, this little app is going to turn all of our citizens against us. And so this law that came out in 2020, it silenced dissent after those pro-democracy protests that were in Hong Kong. And there were in fact, last month, there were some authorities that began requiring operators of premises, including restaurants, swimming pools, funeral parlors, to comply with these national security colleges, or they're going to get their licenses revoked or denied. And so, you know, they say that all Chinese citizens have a responsibility to protect the Chinese state. So I guess the lesson here is if you're looking to have a game that says the communist nations are inept and reckless, you're probably not going to be a big hit in China. Probably not think so. But yeah, it's never good when things start getting banned and books start getting burned and such things. But let's talk video games. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I'll give away a brand new game as well. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review on Sports Byline USA.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
The Video Game Review.
Rise the Game.
All right, thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline USA, also on SB Nation Live, Sirius XM 211, American Forces Radio Network. I always feel like they should have like the jingle, American Forces Radio Network. You can have that free if you want. All right, it's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. This one is very interesting. It's called Ur-to-Grul of Ulukayan. It's for the PC. Once again, Ur-to-Grul of Ulukayan. And this just came out on Friday from Tech Den Studio. Not Tekken. The second K is a D. Tech Den Studio. Here's the blurb, quote, survive the chaos of the medieval era and set out on a mysterious journey to become the hero of the innocent. Live life like a true Turkish warrior in this semi-open world action adventure game. Now, you probably, if you know anything about the Turks, you could probably tell that was a Turkish name right when I said it. Tech Den Studio is from there. This is the only game they have out right now. So it just goes to show how video games are not just made in Japan or Silicon Valley, and they haven't been for decades. But I mean, you think about Eidos and Paris and Budapest and all the developers in the UK and in Germany, but Infogrames and Ubisoft and France, but still, I have not heard of a Turkish studio, so I think this is pretty cool. My question is this game about a medieval Turkish warrior, or is this game about the WNBA? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win Ur-to-Grul of Ulukayan for the PC from Tech Den Studios. All right. So I always love it when I can tell you a story about how video games help because, you know, over the years I've been doing this show, like two decades, there's always a lot of stories about how empirical evidence through scientific research in Europe and USA will prove that video games are much more beneficial than the other way. And they get the blame. And remember Ted Cruz after that horrific shooting in Texas said, oh, video game. I mean, they always get blamed, you know, it was rock and roll. And before that, it was what, cigarettes? I mean, R-rated movies. So I love it when we can talk about the beauty of video games. And it is an art form, just like music is, or comedy, or writing, or painting, sculpting, whatever it is, dance. It is an art form. And the thing I love is that this week, Xbox and World Edge Studios have announced a partnership with the most prestigious museum in the world for a new exhibit called Mamluks 1250 to 1517. And that is the Louvre. And I've been fortunate to go to the Louvre many times. And you think, well, how can that happen? And you might remember the aspect of the Egyptian Syrian Empire, the Mamluks cavalry, very famous amongst the units in Age of Empires. And that cavalry has been a fan favorite over the years, especially in Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition. And so this is going to, I said this week, it's going to be for a week. It's going to begin July 28th. The exhibit's called Mamluks 1250-1517, says, recounts, quote, the glorious and unique history of this Egyptian-Syrian empire, which represents a golden age for the Near East during the Islamic era, bringing together 260 pieces from international collections. The exhibition explores the richness of this singular and lesser-known society through a spectacular and immersive scenography. And this is the first time a video game franchise has been in the Louvre. Of course, this is where the Nike of Samothrace is, the Wing Victory, the Nike, the Nike of Samothrace, the obviously the Mona Lisa and others, the Jacques-Louis David paintings. And so the official Louvre Museum scenario in Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition, players can embody General Baybars and Sultan Qutuz at the heart of the Ayun Jalut battle. That's 1260, opposite the Mamluk Sultanate to the Mongol Empire. That scenario, which was have been created for the occasion, that will be going live on the Tuesday that they start. An exclusive game night on Twitch from the Louvre, which they had last week as a preview, and they were reliving the famous battle of Ayun Jalut from Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition, and in the presence of Le Louvre teams, Equipe, and then one of the studio's developers. A couple more here. They had a cross interview, the Louvre against Age of Empires, and discover more. They had an interview with Adam Isgreen, creative director at World's Edge, the studio behind this franchise. Also, Soraya Nujaim and Karine Juven, who were creators of the exhibition. That's on the YouTube channels of the Louvre and Age of Empires. Then they had mediation and gaming sessions. And so you're invited to come on in and test it out on an Xbox. And those sessions will take place, June 27th, 4th of July, and 11th of July. Michael Mann, the head of World Edge Studios, says, World Edge is honored to collaborate with the Louvre. The Edge of Empires franchise has been bringing history to life for more than 65 million players around the world for almost 30 years. And he goes on and on for a few more paragraphs. But you can check out the Louvre's YouTube page. C'est des histoires de Louvre d'équipement Age Empire is a Mamluk. You might remember the Assassin's Creed that took place in Egypt, and they actually had for the first time ever an education option, whereas you wouldn't play, you weren't in danger, you're just an observer, and you would watch a mummy being eviscerated. You remember that? I never actually tried it. But they had it. They had that option as well. And, you know, there over the years, there have been so many cool games that when you want to add to the authenticity, what do? You try to make it as absolutely as legit as possible. And so, you know, great pains has been taking place. I was at the video, the Video Game Review. That's the name of my show. I was at the Game Developers Conference. And this game was talking about how they were doing a game in the Old West, and there was a Native American language they wanted to have, and they took these extraordinary steps of hiring people, and how did the language sound, and can we get the words right, instead of just, you know, Hollywood back in the 1950s hire, you know, white and Hispanic guys to play Native Americans and have them just go how or grunt. I mean, this is how legit people want this stuff to be, and they don't want to be accused of taking any of this stuff lightly as well. So anyway, really cool to have video games in the Louvre, you know, next to the Venus de Milo and such things. As an enthusiast, I'm pretty fired up. All right, let's take a look at the games coming out this week. These next two are Monday, and then the rest are Tuesday. Cast and Chill, a fishing game for the PC. Gex Trilogy is pretty cool, back on the PS1. Dana Gould and the other great voices of Gex. That's all the big systems, which is PC, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, PS4, PS5, Switch. FBC Firebreak, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Gun Touchables, PC. Maximum Football, X and S, 5 and PC. Rooftops and Alleys, the parkour game, PS5, X and S, Switch. Scum, this shows a guy with an AK and a axe walking through a forest, PC. Soulstone Survivors, PC, X and S, PS5. Tron Catalyst, X and S, 5, Switch, PC, Mac. Battle Train, PC and Switch. Crown Gambit, PC and Mac. Hell Clock, PC. Is that where the snooze doesn't work? Islet's Defense, PC. The Colony, New Haven Chronicles. Is this about Yale? PC. Seasons of the Worm Cult, Part 1. This is a Elder Scrolls online DLC. So that's everything but the Switch. Architect Life, a house design simulator. Switch, PS5, PC, X and S. Broken Arrow, it's a modern combat game for the PC. Chronicles of the Wolf, everybody but the Xbox One. Raidu Remastered, The Mystery of the Soulless Army. Very anime. This is on everything and the Switch 2. Rematch, this is a soccer game on the X and S, PS5, and PC. Spray Paint Simulator, there you go, for the Switch. Star Overdrive, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Now you might ask, why are games still coming out for the Switch? Because games take years to put out, and if you start something 2 years ago, maybe you're not ready for the Switch 2, unless you had the kit. The Smurfs Flower Defense, PC. Through the Nightmares, this is on everything. After Light Fades, PC, Mac, Linux. And then we get Hexitten. This is a shooter on the PC. And Spirit Times Strike on the PC. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back with the cheat code.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. And we end the show with the cheat code. Send your requests for older games to rick@sportsbyline.com. This is from Steve. Steve writes in from Henderson, Nevada. Are you listening to the great KSHP on the AM dial down there in Vegas? Steve asks, Rick, how do I get Howard the Duck in Lego Marvel Superheroes on the Xbox 360? Thanks. Well, I have a code for you, and it works on that, and the Wii U, and the PS3, and the Xbox One, and the PS4, and not a great movie, by the way, but good cartoon character. In those games, on all those systems, go to the pause menu, select extras, enter J58RSS. Once again, J58RSS. And he will be available from there. I had a friend one time said, if you pair Howard the Duck with Deadpool, that's the best way to do it. By the way, I was talking about Maximum Football on the PS5, the XNS, and PC coming out this week. It says Maximum Football is a free-to-play football simulation offering a premium experience for fans far and wide at no cost. And I'm just looking at it. There's zero affiliation with the NFL, but it's free. Give it a go, mate. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Video Game Review.